Kev, you gotta turn this to a professional sometime. Let's do it.
What was the laugh, the victory laugh? Did preconceived or just in the moment?
In the moment. In the moment. I had nothing planned today at all. My total focus was to come in and play my heart out and get my team a win. And everything else just came with it. Everything just came with it. There's probably no greater moment than seeing my kids, my mom, my dad, my family, you know, right there at the end of that end zone. That was probably when I lost it emotionally, because I knew that everything I've always done has always been for them. You know,
How much fun was that? I mean, you won a Super Bowl, but that had to rank right up there.
Yeah, but I just think it's one of those things, you know, that when you really, when you recap it all, you know, and you try to say what's one of your greatest moments, you know, you can always, I knew how it started, but I never knew how it was going to end here in Baltimore. And so for it to go the way it went today, I mean, I wouldn't change nothing. There were so many moments today that, I mean, and so many fans and just the things that were said and, you know, the tears I was seeing from people, and I'm trying to hold it in myself because I'm trying to play a game. But just a very, very, very emotional day. Yeah.
How do you get off this emotion and get ready to go?
That's easy. That's easy. I've already turned my iPad in to get Denver film now. So it's on to the next one. I mean, that's one thing about, you know, being in this business so long. You know, I told them, you know, we don't have the 24-hour rule now. We got a less than 12-hour rule, because that is, we back to work. And we know what we got next week. You know, Denver is going to be, they're well rested. You know, and we saw them early in the year. But now we get them again with all of our guns back. And we're really looking forward to it.
Hey, what was the ride like to M&T Bank Stadium this morning?
Probably very quiet. Very quiet. I didn't have nothing planned in my car. I didn't have no phone out. I didn't have nothing. You know, and Brendan rode with me over here, and I just, you know, he was bugging me to take a picture and all these things and capture all these things for Twitter. I'm like, I don't do Twitter and all that stuff. You know, but I just tell you, man, I was just in one of those moments to where I just really wanted to appreciate the ride, you know, to know that I came in here at 18 years old, and I started something at 18 years old, and I was a child then. But I'm 37 years old now, and I'm a full-grown man, and to be able to recap all of that so quickly is the ultimate. You know, I'll tell anybody, you know, you can. One thing about God's will is you can never see God's will before it happened. You can only see at the end of it. And for His will to be done this way, I could never ask for anything else.
Ray, from a football standpoint, how did you feel out there as you tried to sort of knock off the rust? 10 weeks is a long.
Yeah, time. You know what? I actually started to practice Denver week. I actually started to practice Denver week, you know, and I really just went hard, you know, in practice, and really I started doing scout team and, you know, just messing around. So I really pushed myself to get the pace back up and get the tempo back up. And, you know, coach came to me, and DP came to me, and Wink came to me and said, "You think you're going to be able to go a whole game?" I'm like, "Listen, this is it. You know, this is why we do it." You know, and I've been training so hard, man. Everything that I've done since I've been hurt has been to be back with my team, to be back clicking on all cylinders, not come back and have to go in, have to come out. Nah, I've never played my career like that. And so I was totally ahead of the game with that.
Right, as far as plays, you had the blitz where you tackled Ballard Cross. I guess the one you wish you had back, obviously, the pick that almost happened.
I'm going to live that one. I'll never live that one down. I never live. I'm going to put that one on the brace because I tried to pull my arm up, but the brace wouldn't come out.
Did your arm hold up well?
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, once again, God to all glory, because I didn't feel one pain. I didn't hurt it one time. I actually argued with my equipment staff to take it off halfway through the game because I thought I didn't need it. But
is that the way you tried to knock the ball down? Yeah.
I was trying to tell them that, you know, that it's stopping me from extending. But you know what? You know, I've always trusted them, you know, with their advice. And it was kind of important to keep it on. And for me to come out and not have a bruise, not tweak it, not do anything like that, it's just really awesome.
Will you won't play here again? Is that sunk in?
It probably won't sink in. And you know what? And probably reason why it won't, because it's probably the last thing on my mind right now. Seriously. Because the next thing on my mind is, as a team, we're poised to go do something. Yeah? And we, and whatever, whenever the road stops, you know, ultimately God's will is God's will. But as men, we made a commitment to each other. And that is, next week, head to Denver to get a win. And,
yeah. What would it mean to play Peyton Manning one time, a couple of old Warriors?
Yeah, yeah. They're always classic, I tell you that, you know. It's just one of those chess matches. And, you know, he knows me very well. I know them very well. And he's dealing with a lot of different new pieces out there, but they've done a heck of a job, you know, adjusting to his scheme and getting the plan real fast out there. So I just think for me and him back colliding, because at the end of the day, it's not about me and Peyton. You know, it's about their team against our team. And I just think I just like our team. I love our team right now, and I'm really looking forward to going out there and play them next week.
Did you feel any limitation, and did you fear re-injuring yourself at any point in the game?
Nah, you know what? You really. For me, from the moment I told coaches I was going to play, you know, fear is gone from that point. I don't, because if you think about it, that's when you're going to limit yourself. You know, I've always said that, you know, when I hit the ground hard, you know, would something happen? But yeah, as you saw, you know, making a couple of tackles and hitting people at times, I just never, like I said, I just never hurt it. I never re-injured it. And I give all credit to a bunch of people that I've seen, a bunch of doctors and a bunch of, you know, treatments that I've done, you know, which was tremendously awesome, because, you know, we had to get through the first part very quickly to get back here. And to be back here is just probably one of the most amazing things ever right now for me.
Ray, when's the last time you had an offensive
season? High school. High school.
Tell them about your running back.
I don't care if I can't tell them about high school. Nah, you know what, man? I did play, you know, running back in high school, but, you know, when John came to me and said, you know, that they wanted me to do that last play, the funny part about it, he never knew this. I've always wanted to do that play, you know, in the league. Yeah, I just never was bold enough to go to a coordinator and say, Coach, let me go do that last play. You know, so to go out there and do it, and then, you know, messing with Jacoby and Darren, all them guys, like, I bet you won't do your dance in the middle after it's over. So it was just fun, man, and it was really a great, you know, congratulations to our fans, you know, more than anything, and that's probably why I was so excited about doing it.
How much of today was about thanking the fans? I know they showed a lot of love to you the whole time. How much did you want to show that to them?
Everything I did to get back, if it wasn't for my team, it was for my city, you know? That's one thing that I bought in from day one, you know, that I'm not just here in this city to play football. I'm here to actually create real change in this city. And, you know, if my effort, you know, can give you hope, faith, or love, then so be it. I'll give everything I got, you know, and today was about me giving everything I got, you know, showing people no matter the circumstances that you may be going through, just push through it, you know, and if you can push through it, you know, you'll encourage somebody. And today, you know, hopefully, through what I did today, somebody was uplifted.
You done the dance last time? Is that it, or would you do it the Super Bowl? Would you do it again, ever?
I don't know. It's because it's always spur of the moment. At home, it's always predetermined because we always know who's being introduced. But on the road, who knows?
How did it start?
Real quickly, it started. Wow. One time they just got ready to introduce the defense. And they was going to introduce us together. And then this guy in my hometown named Kirby Lee, he used to always do this dance. And the dance was called a squirrel. And I told him, I said, I'm going to do that dance one day. And he was like, you're not going to do it. I said, I'm going to do it. And one day they introduced the defense. And then I came out and I just did it. And when I did it, of course, the crowd went crazy. And then after that, they was like, oh, we need to see the dance again. So then it just kept going. Then I started adding music to it and movie clips to it. So it was just good. It was a good time, though.
Hey, that laugh reminded me of Cal Ripken's laugh. Did Cal kind of inspire that?
No, I tell you, when Chad and them came up to me at the end and I was, you know, doing the interviews, I just saw how many people were still in the stands, you know, and he was like, do you want to come go in and see your team? I was like, well, there's just so many people sitting around, you know, and I just think it was so appropriate, you know, because, like I said, they've been here since I've been 18 years old, man, and for those fans to be here now, and I'm 37, you know, the reward if I can give nothing else. I wish I could have went around and signed every autograph, but I would have been here to 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. But just to take that last, because I watched Cal's the way he went out, and I applauded him, you know, the way people applauded him. And for me to take that last lap, and then for my kids, for my dad, for my mom to be here, man, you know, I think there's no greater reward, you know, to give back to your parents to see that your son, when it started something, and then completed it.
After you got hurt, is there any doubt that this day would come for you, that you would have a satisfying day as you did?
Nah. I mean, I called Ozzy 2 days after I got hurt, and I said, don't put me on IR. He was like, what you mean? I said, trust me, I'll be back, you know? And we've always had trust in each other, this organization and me. And so from that point, I had nothing else in my vision but to be back, to come back and play with my team and be back. And I could have played a weeks before, yeah, but we had a good enough team to get us here. And that was the point, to get back in the playoffs, and now we go to the next level.
You were close when Denver came.
Yeah.
And then they kicked your butt pretty good. I mean, how much did you relish this opportunity?
You know, would you ever regret anything? I wouldn't, you know. At this point puts me right at about 12 weeks out from when I actually tore it. And so that alone still gave me time. And once we kind of secured a spot, you know, then it was kind of already written. There was no need for me to come back and play a regular season game when I knew that we was going to be in the playoffs.
Hey, Ray's family's waiting for him. I want to put him on the spot. Ray, would you mind telling the stories, these guys that you told the team, just to what you mentioned, Ozzy, about?
Yeah, you know, they...
And this will win.
Yeah, they called me up at the end of the thing, and coach gave me a game ball, whatever. And 1995-96, when I came out, I was at the Dolphin Stadium, and I'll never forget the phone call that Ozzy Newsome gave me. And when I picked up the phone, and Ozzy said, hey, how you doing, Ozzy Newsome? And I want to bring you, I want to congratulate you because we're going to draft you. And the first thing I said to him, I was like, I said, Ozzy, what's our team name going to be? Like, who are we? You know, because we hadn't made the transition yet, you know. We were still the Browns. We hadn't had uniforms yet. We hadn't had none of that. So I it was all a huge shock. I was like, man, I don't know who I'm playing for. I don't know where I'm going or anything like that. But you know what? I've always told everybody, man, that God doesn't make mistakes. And he knew that that Baltimore would be a very special place to bring football back. And who knew that he was going to bring me and Jonathan Ogden back to be the first picks here. And like I said, I can only applaud my city, applaud Ozzy Newsome, and applaud the Ravens organization for actually drafting me.
All right.
Thank you, guys.